with you on the go. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Is there anything better than a donut? I mean, the thing about donuts that's great is there's just such a wide variety of donuts.
Oh, and now, like, you have your independent donut creators.
Mm-hmm.
They're just blowing things out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and
you dovetail that in with the fact that Krispy Kreme has announced
Right. They're
coming to town.
Right, right, right. There was at least one, I know maybe more, Krispy Kremes in Calgary.
One in Calgary. I worked right by when I built office furniture.
All right. And they turn the light on when their fresh donuts are happening? Is that the
Yeah, thing? The heated lamp. Yeah. You get one, it just melts in your mouth.
It's just like the same heated lamp they use for the little chicks and the chicken.
Basically.
The brooders, right? Same kind of idea.
Donut brood.
Uh-huh. But nobody loves their donuts more than Presley. Just a couple of days ago, I witnessed it. I could not believe it. I have never, you know, I thought that, you know, working here at a major market radio station just out of Nate would make her happy. I never seen her happy like when those free donuts came.
It was like a magical day.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was better than my soon-to-be graduation from Nate.
Rumor has it she unhinged her jaw and ate it like a snake.
That's not true. Although my jaw does pop out.
Oh, yeah. Now you're telling me you didn't eat it like that. Okay.
She did eat a couple of donuts in a real hurry. It was impressive. I never thought it. She's the size of a donut, so.
Where's the best donut in town?
That place.
Sherwood Park Bakery is great. Yeah, without a doubt.
I don't really know any other donut places.
All right, Kalmar Donuts. People say that.
Yeah, Kalmar, I've been there. They're great.
Kalmar Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good. There used to be a really cool place in Devon. What was the name of it? Hello, Chris.
Oh, they were good.
They moved to BC now, unfortunately.
They were awesome.
Frickin' Delights.
Frickin' Delights.
Yes.
Donut Party's great.
Yeah.
I've heard about that one. I want to go to that one.
Yeah, like that's a donut. You only need one donut from Donut Party. Pharaoh Sandwiches has great donuts.
Bon Bon. Is it Bon?
Bon Bon? Yeah, Bon Bon. We love Bon Bon.
Yeah.
Bon Bon, we love you.
Okay.
Out in the West End there.
Yeah. Okay. What about you? Where's the best donut on this donut day? 780-421-1039. We call them funeral donuts, just the classic sugar kind of donuts. You know, you could get, just you get them at, you know, Safeway or wherever.
Right? Oh, yeah. You're a grocery store donut?
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to eat a couple of grocery store donuts.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about a Safeway donut I quite enjoy.
Westlock Sobeys. Good donuts.
Good donuts.
I have a beef with the Safeway donut, though.
Huh.
Is there how you box them and get them?
Yeah.
Impossible. First off, they have the unfolded boxes for you to, like, prop up yourself and then place donuts in. And then, like, they have this tissue paper. As soon as it touches the donuts, it's stuck to that donut forever. So, like, getting the donuts in the box is near impossible.
Maybe it's edible.
The paper?
Yeah.
You try it, and then I'll try it.
You get enough stuff
you
on
try it.
Okay. Apple fritter go-to.
Yeah, great donut.
The Long John. Oh.
I like me like a strawberry filled with the powder.
Okay.
You look like Scarface after.
Yeah.
Ooh-ah!
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's donut day. This is a texter that absolutely is speaking my language. Perhaps the question should be, are there truly any bad donuts? I have never had a bad donut.
Yeah, I've had a bad donut.
I've had a bad donut.
I haven't. No. It's like I haven't had a bad piece of pizza.
I have.
Chris is a simple man and has a simple palate.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Like the donut is fine,
mm-hmm.
but if it sits there out, I've had like 4 or 5 day old donuts.
Ugh.
Well, 4 or 5 days. Yeah,
that's what I mean. It's like, it's not the donut's fault it got old.
Okay. No, well, I've never had a 4 or 5 day old donut. I mean, I think 24 hours is probably the
max for you?
Yeah.
No, I'll go 2 days. Put them in the microwave.
Yeah.
It'll soften it up.
Okay. Donut or cinnamon bun? What would be your choice?
Oh.
Why that's like picking my favorite child.
Yeah.
I know. That's a tough one, isn't it?
It's cinnamon donut.
Get off the fence.
There we go.
Get off the fence.
Hey, you should have seen the ones that were brought in. There was a cinnamon bun donut.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
It was good.
I think I go donut.
I think I
just
go
for the diverse range of flavors.
I think I go cinnamon bun.
You can have like a diverse range of flavors in cinnamon buns.
Not really.
Yeah.
Your standard cinnamon bun is just a cinnamon bun. It's like bread, cinnamon, butter.
But what about like red velvet cinnamon bun?
There's no such thing as a red velvet.
Google it.
Oh, I'm sure somebody's made it, but it's not like
Google
I can just go around the corner and get a red cinnamon bun. Red velvet.
At Cinnaholics, you can.
Cinnaholics. Somebody says, Matt, stop eating old donuts. You can't stop me.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
So this one's not donut related at all, or all weekend related.
Okay.
But it's about the Spence Diamonds advertising and how Michael is going to propose to Sarah. It's so exciting, and Callum's going to be, like, the best man.
I can't understand their commercials.
It's like a storyline.
Like, incredible. Throughout the years, like, love them or hate them, you know who they are.
Uh-huh.
But is it a bit?
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Is this all a bit?
Like, Presley's in. She's all in.
Well, like, the commercials, like, you hear them on the radio, and they're like, Michael's like, hi, Sarah, you look really nice today. What kind of diamonds do you have to offer?
By the way, you want to go out on a movie? Like, Sarah's, what's happening?
Well, then Sarah plays, like, the whole, oh, you're just my friend.
Is it a bit?
Michael's going to confess his love to Sarah.
Stand by, because you know we'll be playing it.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Luke Combs. Yeah, I know we've been talking a lot about him, but this is a giant show. It is so big. I remember the first time he came into the studio. We've talked about this before, but I met him at the door. He had his own guitar. He was carrying himself, and he opened up the door, and I said, hi, Luke. This will be the last time we see you in this radio station. And he chuckled, and I said, no, I'm serious. And
timing was right for him to go stratospheric. It was not long after that.
Yeah, and it was like literally, I think he was 27 before the first time he ever flew on an airplane, right? Like, it's not like, I mean, you know, the man, yeah, he's becoming an international superstar, but he it's not like he, you know, was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
No.
At all. And it's just unbelievable.
He's got one now, baby.
He has got a voice, and he has got the ability to write amazing songs, and it's just going to be a great show. And the opening acts are fantastic. Lainey Wilson, as we've talked about, she, Academy of Country Music Award, she absolutely cleaned up. Female Vocalist of the Year, she just absolutely cleaned up, and she's going to be fantastic. Riley Green has got some big hits as well, and he is a good-looking man. Like, he's probably about as good-looking as you can get.
I don't think I know what he looks like.
Quick Google. Enhance. I'm excited to see Lainey Wilson in person, if you know what I mean.
Ew.
No. Okay, it's on the cultural zeitgeist, right? People want to see it.
Right.
They want to see the butt.
Exactly.
It's like Finding Nemo. I touched the butt.
What does that happen in Finding Nemo?
When they're going to the ship. Nemo goes up and he slaps the ship and he's like, I touched the butt.
Oh, okay.
That's really what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't do that to Lainey Wilson, I promise you. But, like, I want to see her in person.
Yeah.
I hear she's not very tall.
Okay.
So, guess we'll find out.
That'll be your first observation. Geez, she's not very tall.
All right, eyes. This is what you've been waiting for. Take a good look.
On another note.
Riley Green.
Not too bad looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are they all so handsome? A, Luke Combs. He's not a traditional good-looking guy.
Luke Combs is handsome.
My son's fiance thinks he's the best-looking man on the planet.
There's hope for all of us.
She honestly thinks that Luke Combs is the best-looking guy. Honestly, Leslie thinks that Luke Combs is the one. Like, she just loves him.
I guess. But if, like, Luke Combs wasn't Luke Combs and he was just another guy hanging out of Cook County and he's like, hey, how are you doing?
Right.
She got L. Probably,
right?
Are you
going to buy me a drink or leave me alone?
Yeah. That's the perfect voice. That's my voice that I've been doing.
I just don't understand why you have to come up to me looking like that if you're not going to buy me a drink.
Okay, guess I'll go. He's not, like, there's beauty in everybody.
Yeah.
And, like, he's not a traditionally handsome
fella. But Luke Combs is not Riley Green.
No.
Luke Combs looks like a sweetheart.
He looks like Luke Combs could give you, like, the nicest hug.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. I think I have hugged him, come to think of it.
Aw.
Yeah.
Got a big old hug.
We were both sweaty. We stuck together.
Get ready, eyes. It's going to be a busy weekend.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay, a quick draw time. It's a chance to win $50 from Fatburger. We love Fatburger. Thank you to them for sponsoring Quick Draw this week. We've got Kathy and Tiffany on the line. How are you ladies doing today?
Very good. Good, thanks.
All right, awesome. So now here's the game. Again, you got to blurt out your answers as soon as they come to your mind. The fastest one and the most correct one, best of five, is going to win. Are you guys ready to go?
Yep.
Something in your backyard that starts with a letter W.
Wheelbarrow. Tiffany.
That was quick.
All right. A makeup product that starts with a letter A.
Applicator. Tiffany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, she's good. Kathy, you still alive?
I don't know.
Hello? You there?
I know your chances are dying.
Okay. Hey, we have seen
plenty of comebacks.
More often than not, people come back from O2s. Let's find out how it goes here. All right. A fairy tale character that starts with a letter R.
Rapunzel.
I think Kathy was first.
Okay. Kathy's in. What'd you say, Kathy?
Rapunzel.
Yeah. Let down her hair.
All right. Here we go. A liquid that starts with a letter L.
Lava? Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a liquid.
Is it liquid? Or is it molten hot magma?
I wouldn't want to sit around with that liquid.
Fair. Okay, we have to give it to her.
Yeah.
I was thinking lemonade, but...
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hi, Kissin' Country.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Kayla.
You are caller number 10.
You're kidding me.
Okay. Now, Kayla, before you go batty.
Before you get too excited, Kayla.
You're going to have to do something here.
You're gonna have to do something. They play this little game. If you had to call one person and they had to answer their phone or you would die, you've got that person in your life?
Oh, my God, my mother.
Okay, hang on. Okay, give us her phone number. If she answers the phone, you're going to Luke Combs. If she doesn't answer the phone, you're not going to Luke Combs.
Okay.
All right, what's her number?
Where's she from?
Newfoundland.
Okay.
Yee-hoo.
Let's call.
Whereabouts in Newfoundland?
Clonabrook.
All right, so it's already Sunday in Newfoundland, so that's good.
She's just sitting down for Jig's dinner.
Okay, let's see if she'll answer our call. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Mom, please answer.
Oh no.
What's her name?
Ina. Oh.
Ina.
Speaking.
How are you?
Not bad.
Good. You sound pretty serious.
I am.
You were born serious.
Ina, we have your daughter on the line.
Kayla's on the line.
She's safe, by the way.
Yeah, she's safe. She just needs you to bail her out of jail.
Oh, well, that's okay. I took her to jail once. That was enough.
You know what?
That was legit that time, too.
I don't know if we should give Kayla these tickets. She might go too crazy.
The game was, would Kayla's mom answer the phone? And you did answer the phone, and she gets to go to Luke Combs tomorrow night.
Okay. That's good.
You got that right. You were about to be in a lot of trouble if you didn't answer that phone.
Well, you're lucky I did answer. Well, I was in biz.
You're what?
So you're lucky I did answer because I was in biz.
It's like noon in Newfoundland right now.
Yeah, but I was up late last night because our flight got canceled.
Okay. Mm. And she doesn't want to tell you who she's in bed with.
Well, she knows.
Congratulations, Kayla. You're our first winner of three pairs of tickets to Luke Combs. You're going tomorrow night.
Yes.
Congrats, love.
Thank you, Ina.
Thank you.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hi, Kissin' Country. Who's this?
It's Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. You are caller number 10. You get to play the game.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Luke Combs.
I didn't know there was a game, but okay.
There's always a game with us.
Surprise, surprise.
It's not that easy.
Oh, it'll be easy. You'll be fine. Luke Combs, of course, tomorrow night, sold out show. Over 51,000 people at Commonwealth Stadium. And Shelly, you want to be one of them.
Yes, I do.
And then who are you going to bring when you win?
I don't even know yet.
Okay. That's not,
leave it open.
That's not part of the game. Don't commit. Don't commit. Okay. Matt's got some songs here. You got to finish the next line in the song for your chance to win. Do you know Luke Combs' music?
Yes, I do.
All right, good. Go ahead, Matt.
Here we go. Long neck, ice cold beer.
Never broke my heart.
Okay.
Yeah, one down.
Shelly is, yeah, she's super at this. Okay, no worries. Okay, number two.
Let the passion take us to a higher place.
Oh, my gosh. You're not singing it right.
No way, that's the problem.
I didn't like the hand movements you were doing over there.
Let the passion take us to a higher place.
Not even close.
It's the end of the chorus.
Making the
kind of love we made.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. I need a little nudge.
She needed a little bit of a nudge.
Okay, this one should be easy.
Story of my life. Okay.
She got the best of me.
She broke my heart.
Yeah.
All right. Good enough.
Shelly,
woo!
You're going tomorrow night.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Another chance to win tickets this time next hour.
Making the kind of love we make. No, don't spray me.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Our buddy Jason from the city of Edmonton with us. He runs Commonwealth Stadium. He's the man that gets us on the field every year for Hope Mission for the Radiothon. We love Jason. We love everybody there. And you got a lot going on, getting ready for over 50,000 people to come to Commonwealth Stadium on Saturday night for Luke Combs. Hey, buddy?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's a hive of experience and everything going on right now as the tour is loading in, and we're really excited to see the numbers of people and to have Luke Combs bringing this world tour to Commonwealth.
Okay, now here's the thing. Let's start at the very beginning, because there's going to be a pregame tailgate party, so to speak, between 2 and 5 o'clock that's happening at Clark Park.
Yeah, that's a really exciting piece for this tour. So there is a Luke Combs tailgate party. Gates open at 1 o'clock at Clark Stadium, and we've got three great artists over there. Music starting at 2 o'clock. We've got Tyler Dial, Tierra Kennedy, and Stephen Lee Olsen over there, and that's going to be a great opportunity. It's a non-ticketed event, so you can come in, even if you don't have a ticket for the main show, enjoy some great country music. We'll have food and beverage options, and you'll even have a chance to pick up some concert merch there if you'd like.
Oh, you will be selling the merch there.
Oh, that's good to know, because the merch lines inside can get long.
Yeah, definitely, and we wanted to make sure that everybody had the opportunity to grab some there. So if you're coming out to that pregame tailgate party for the Luke's concert, you got an opportunity to pick up some stuff before you actually make it over to the big show.
Now, as the big show starts, there'll be plenty of parking, right?
Commonwealth Stadium, yeah. Parking's always tough around here, so our lots will be closed down. Stadium Road will be closed down. So your best bet, as always, is to take a look at some of our City of Edmonton public transit options. So that LRT, that's going to be a big, big piece for everybody coming and going. So make sure that you take a look at that if you're trying to come to the stadium. We'll also have our park and ride up. So if you're coming from areas in the city and you're used to using the park and ride, it's going to be up and operating as well. So Eau Claire Park and Ride, Davies Transit Center, the Nate Park and Ride, Lewis Farms, and then we've got Nacky Transit Center as well up on Campbell Road is also going to be bringing you to the stadium. That's all going to kick off around 4:15 on show day.
Okay. And the LRT, there's a new platform that's just opened too, right?
Yeah, we're really excited about that. It officially kind of got opened up yesterday, so that's going to really help us out. There's a special event platform now, so southbound passengers, northbound passengers will have their own platforms. It's going to make loading and unloading the stadium a lot easier, and we're really excited to have that there. So we want to make sure anybody that's coming that way, please, again, come early. Make sure that you've taken a look at our information. And if you haven't already and you're looking for an easy way for LRT, take a look at the city's new ARC card piece. It'll give you a discounted fare to and from the stadium.
Jason's with us from the city of Edmonton. We're talking Luke Combs concert. Clear bag policy is in effect, right?
Yes, the clear bag policy is in effect. So anything that you want to bring should be in a clear bag. We will have clear bags for sale here at the stadium at all of the merch booths as well outside of the stadium. That'll kick off at 3 p.m. outside at gate 6 and gate 9. So you have an opportunity there if you didn't already get it at the tailgate party. But yes, we do have our clear bag. So if you are bringing a clutch or anything else, it needs to be smaller than 4.5 by 6.5 inches. Otherwise, it's got to be in a bag.
Okay, and you know what? That's frustrating for people, but you know what? We wish the world was a different place, but it's not. For the safety of everybody, that's why there's a clear bag policy, right?
Yes, exactly. And it's for everybody that's coming, but also for our staff that are working here.
Sure, that's
the thing. Also expedites our lines, makes it a lot easier, so you're not waiting outside trying to get in.
You must have quite the purse collection for your wife. She hits Chanel every single Mother's Day and birthday.
It is a great gift to do, and yes, there is a quite an extensive line of clear bags in many different sizes with many different logos, including the Commonwealth one.
Okay, got it. Is there anything else that we need to talk about?
Yeah, this is a sold-out show, like you guys had said, 51,000. I just heard Live Nation has released some additional tickets. So if you haven't received a ticket yet, there are tickets available on Ticketmaster today. So that's an exciting piece. We're really excited at kind of how things are coming together for this tour. And with the artist lineup that's coming, again, get here early, see these opening acts, Brent Cobb, Flatland Cavalry, Lainey Wilson, Riley Green. It's going to be an amazing show, so we look forward to it.
All right, and how's the stage look setting up?
This is a massive stage again. We're very excited. South End stage, we've got a split floor where we've got a GA pit, we've got seats. This is a really unique setup for this tour, and I'm sure everybody that comes here is going to really enjoy their time.
Beautiful. Well, a few beers were going to be consumed.
Long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. But the bag policy might.
Yeah.
So bring a clear bag.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
About donuts on this donut day. I worked a night shift about 25 years ago at a neighborhood IGA. After closed, the three night crew workers could eat anything out of the certain bakery display case that was still there because they would toss it at 6 a.m. when they put the fresh stuff out. I did that shift for 6 months. I have not had a donut since.
Probably a good idea.
That's too much of a good thing.
25 years ago, and they haven't had a donut since.
And shout out to Chris. It says, on a side note, I'm with Matt. I have tried trash food, and and that has been protected.
Yeah.
So why waste perfectly good food because someone says it's old?
Garbage. Right.
It's not. Just because it's in a garbage bag doesn't mean it's garbage.
It's garbage.
Once, that's the point, right? It becomes garbage when it's in the garbage bag.
If you're throwing something out, there's a reason you're throwing it out. So don't bring it back out of the garbage.
Well, it's not like Tim Hortons can leave it out on the shelf and just like flick the lights on the next morning and sell it. They have to like cycle in and out their baked goods, whether it's good or bad, for, you know, whatever reason. It's wasteful. I was helping them with their food waste.
Mm-hmm. Gross. That's what the birds are for.
They're not just going to, like, put it by the dumpster so the birds can eat it.
The birds eat it.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Somebody was coming at Presley for being too mean to Matt.
It's begun.
It's
already.
It's a matter of time. And for all of those, and I love Matt. I love Matt. But for all of those that say we're so hard on Matt, my whole thing is come in this room and spend 4 hours with him on a morning.
Yeah, you come in here and see if you can handle it. I am losing my sanity.
I'm not that bad, am I? Just getting torn to shreds.
She's losing her sanity.
All right. I'm driving you insane? Like, really? You know, like, just like getting torched by a 20-year-old. It's like I'm 20 again.
Bring it on.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I was just thinking and looking back, actually, as we get set for Luke Combs. Last time he played Rogers Place was October 11th, 2019. And Morgan Wallen was one of his opening acts. Think about that for a second. Morgan Wallen and Luke Bryan played Rogers Place together. And I don't think it was quite a sold. Maybe it was sold out. It might have been sold out. But the point is, they could probably sell about four or five of those now, you'd think. Hey,
oh, well, yeah.
He sold 51,000 alone to Commonwealth Stadium. So it's going to be an incredible show. If you don't have your tickets yet, we've got him coming up at 9:30. And Luke Combs, you know, the star that he is now and the 51,000 people at Commonwealth Stadium, hasn't always been that way. Like a lot of country artists, it started very, very small. When he was in studio with me a number of years ago, he told a story.
Trying to go to school, doing that as little as possible to try to get through. And, I mean, it was really tough. And so the way that it kind of works is when you are putting your own music out, there's a service. Oh, my God, I can't even remember the name of it anymore.
is it almost like a self-publishing thing?
Yes,
in a way?
TuneCore is the name of it. And so you can go on there and you essentially pay X amount of dollars and they'll put your music on iTunes, Spotify, all the digital channels.
Like your own record deal.
Absolutely, essentially, yeah. And so I put it up on there and it takes you kind of, they pay you, I guess, like a job. You're a month behind. So the first time before you get your check, it's like 2 months before you get any money. And so I had no clue like how much I had sold, anything. And I was sitting in my buddy's apartment. I was probably making, you know, $200-$300 a week. I mean, it's working two jobs and playing shows, you know, and so it was really tough. And I remember it was getting close to like, I was like, man, I know I should be getting like, I should be getting a deposit into my TuneCore account soon.
Yeah.
And I got on there and there was $10,000 in there. And I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa.
$10,000 to Luke Combs at that point was like $1 million.
It was like $1 million, man. Right. I mean, I really mean that. I thought I was balling, man. I went and got an Xbox One that day.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Beautiful, crazy. I can't sing.
Yeah, you're right.
It's more crazy than beautiful.
Who's this?
Jessica.
Guess what, Jessica?
No way.
That pathetic excuse for singing just won your tickets to Luke Combs.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Is that a dog or a kid in the background?
Oh my God.
Or is that you
too,
trying to sing again?
Oh, it's my dog.
Maybe next time put them on the line.
Let's just say your singing's a little rough.
It is awful, and I didn't know what to do.
You know what?
You said I had to sing.
We're so sorry, Jessica. You are going to the show because you deserve it. We should not be picking on you. It's a Friday. You're a beautiful person, and you're going to Luke Combs.
Thank you so much.
Yay!
Woo!
Beautiful, crazy.
It's going to be a no for
me. I don't know if that's much better.
It's fair. It's not.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.